we were busy all the time, and we were developing an incredible following. And, you know, on a first name, or even our servers were on a first name basis with so many of our guests. And just to be, you know, I still go to the restaurant regularly. I sit there and it's empty, and it's sad, because that's not why it was built. It was built to be, you know, to quote Howard Schultz, the people in Manchester, their third place, home, work, and Cafe Aura, because it was a place to socialize and gather and have meals and restore your soul. And that's what we want it to be. And then it was kind of pulled away from us. And I understand, we're completely supportive of social distancing. We're completely supportive of the need to knock down this virus. But we are now ready to get back in the mix. We are working closely with the Connecticut Restaurant Association and whatever the governor needs. But, for instance, we just started our delivery and takeout on Mother's Day, and even 2 days before that, every day the restaurant is sanitized. So we don't have anybody in there except the people who work there, but we're still sanitizing it to protect our people, who are our greatest asset. So it'll be safe for our employees, and it will be safe for our guests when we are allowed to open. And I would say if we were allowed to open tomorrow, I would have the utmost confidence that we can serve food at the highest standards of food safety, and for our guests and employees, the highest standards of sanitation.
I know the association was asking for June 3rd. Then the governor said maybe June 20th at the earliest. Is there a lot of anxiety to get this done and open by early June?
It makes no sense. Why would you open a Levi's store where people are coming in trying on clothes and so on? They're not going to sanitize everything that people touch. Yeah, and they're never inspected by the health department. Yet we're inspected numerous times a year. We have to have our employees ServSafe certified to handle food, and our management team ServSafe certified to be managers. That means we uphold those standards every single day. Yet we're not allowed to serve our guests. I don't get it. So I think it's arbitrary, and I think it's punitive for some reason. I don't think that people making the decisions really know the restaurant business. Have ever been in a restaurant? I've ever been in a restaurant kitchen where there's sanitation buckets at every single station. And if they want to have hand sanitizer at every entrance and exit, fine. Single-use bathrooms, fine. Servers in masks and gloves, fine. Whatever you want us to do. Yes, it is about us. We'd love to be back in business. But it's also for our employees. They are suffering both financially and mentally for the isolation, and whether you know it or not, the restaurant business is a social business, not only for the employees, not only for the guests, but for the employees as well. So there's a lot we offer across the spectrum of the restaurant industry, keeping our employees happy, financially secure, and giving an opportunity for our customers to socialize and to restore their souls. That's what the restaurant business is all about.
When you say it doesn't make sense, are you talking about the timing of it?
We promise. We've signed the Connecticut Restaurant Association promise. We will do everything we can. We will have full-time, I call them sanitarians, at the restaurant, sanitizing every surface that's touched by the guests. We'll have paper menus. We'll do whatever we need to do. We will have 6 feet between tables. How many? We have six people per table. Whatever the number is, we will do. But we have an obligation to be a service to the community when the community needs us, not when we need them, when they need us, and the community needs us now. So I think the decisions are arbitrary. It's kind of like a very smart restaurateur friend of mine said, it's like they're building the plane while they're flying it. They need to get into the business and figure it out. Let the people who are running the business help make the decisions. And I know we do have a representative on the Connecticut Opening Task Force, but the voice needs to be heard not only from local businesses, but also from our guests who are clamoring for some relief. They don't want to be home cooking every night.
What are your investors saying about if this doesn't happen until the end of June, or July? Is the whole business in trouble?
We have one investor. We don't have a group of investors.
Gino.
Yeah. Gino is always going to do the right thing. We talk every single day about the business. And if at any time our employees are at risk or our guests are at risk, there's no reason to open. We're going to be in Manchester for the next 50 years. So this too shall pass. So if we have to go, you know, if we have to be dark for 2 or 3 months, that's okay. We'll figure it out. But it doesn't make any sense to be dark now when we can put all the protective measures in place. It's also about the pipeline of people who suffer with the restaurants being closed. It's the salesmen, it's the truck drivers, it's the fishermen, it's the oyster farmers, it's the produce, it's the local farmers. They're taking a hit too. And those people are also our customers. And it's sad to see them being stressed out by this. If we had to stay closed so families can eat and we can provide meals for them, that's what we'd do, because we'd figure out a way to do that. But in this state and in this country, there's no reason any families should be hungry. No child should go to sleep at night being hungry. And to me, when you can't provide commerce to provide paychecks for people, that's going to produce hunger. And that breaks my heart. And I can speak for Gino, too. That's why we want to make sure that people can get back into business and make some money to feed their families. We don't want any child to go to bed hungry.